This is the User Adoption Podcast with your host, Henrik Dagir.
Who are you and what do you do?
Hi, my name is Rahul and I'm an SDR manager at WhatFix. I manage a team of 88 SDRs who are responsible for generating a meeting for our sales team via outbound and inbound activities. Simply put, WhatFix is a digital adoption platform to provide the in-app guidance and performance support for web application and any software products.
How are you involved with user adoption?
Let's talk about user adoption for a minute. User adoption is a challenge I believe every organization is grappling with. Applications like Uber, Spotify, or even Airbnb have not only disrupted the overall industry space, but also brought about a paradigm shift in the user expectations, I would say. Bullhorn cited a podcast some time back by Seth Godin, where Godin talks about how user adoption is not a problem with a consumer application like Uber, because it provides a seamless one-click experience. Now, this experience and use of ease that Uber delivers is, in fact, one of the prime reasons Uber succeeded in the first place. And as a result, users now have similar expectations from every application they use. But every application is not able to provide a similar experience as Uber, and the lower the ease of use, the lower and slower is the user adoption of any application. Now, there are hundreds of examples where organizations have spent millions on introducing new ad technology, only to find out later that it was hard for the users to adopt in the first place. Well, the way I say it is, not all users are created equal. I repeat, not all users are created equal. Humans learn differently, and traditional ways of training employees or customers are getting obsolete nowadays. And we know from various studies that the best way to learn is when you do it yourself. There are various scientific reasons to prove why this will work, but I'm not getting into this right now. Now, to combat these challenges and help the users train themselves, WhatFix was born 4 years back. WhatFix enables the end-to-end management of a user production adoption lifecycle within any web application, increasing their performance and productivity on the app without the need of any external training and learning intervention. It also empowers organizations to create a real-time knowledge base with interactive walkthroughs. To explain walkthroughs to any layman, walkthrough is a task which is a collection of guided steps in order to help the user achieve his or her desired goal. Now, imagine GPS and then apply the same principle to any web-based app. So these walkthroughs provide handheld support for the application in their stack that is always available to the user, and at the same time helps them to improve the product adoption, ease the user onboarding, optimize the employee training, enhance the customer support, stream the change management.
Raul, what are the biggest challenges and successes with user adoption?
Sure. So while technology should ideally make tasks faster and easier for the customers and employees, it doesn't really happen that way all the time. There are a few factors to consider that cause product or user adoption to drop, despite companies' significant investment in the new technologies. The assumption that digital adoption or product adoption is an automatic process in itself is the biggest factor contributing to the failure of digital transformation initiatives. Now, it's true that the technology makes tasks faster and easier for employees and the customer, and that's the whole purpose. But for that to happen, employees need to be able to effectively use the whole range of software product at their disposal. The whole phase between the first time an application is introduced to a user and the time when the user is able to effectively use the application is the product adoption phase, which again has multiple stages. User performance would mostly and most commonly drop because this product adoption phase is really not tackled by the organization the way it should be. Now, organizations instead have formal classroom training sessions before employees start using the products or the softwares, and they can raise support tickets if they have issues while using it, but there are no instructions on the real-time use of the product. Now, this reactive approach leads to a drop in productivity because the training is kind of misdirected and I would say mistimed. Now, we all have used applications where we rely a lot on training, learning on our own by following the help or the FAQ section. In fact, I'll quote a recent example where I bought a piece of software. It was a calendar tool, and even the product was simple. I had to perform a lot of hits and misses myself just to find out how the product really works. Now, not everyone would prefer that. Though the company offers a timely support, I was kind of dependent on them, which I really did not like. Now, imagine a whole new world where you can simply choose what you want to do in the application, and then you have real in-app help on demand. Now, on the success trend, if we talk about, we have organizations at WhatFix ranging from startups to Fortune 2000 or Fortune 500 companies benefiting in improved user adoption, more productivity in employees and customers, decrease in support tickets by up to 50%, and I would say unhappy and a satisfied user.
And what advice would you like to share with people working on improving user adoption?
First thing I would request everyone to remember is, or you know, just think about is, change isn't easy for anyone, whether it's a whole new application or you're rolling out a new interface. Now, just because old training habits work for somebody or some organization does not really mean it will work for your users. While you're changing, your user is changing too. While you're learning, your user is learning too, and he's a step ahead. Now, while we have all evolved, so has our ways of learning. And I'll give you a simple example. I mean, we are not calling the cab, ordering the food the same way. So why are we learning and teaching the old-fashioned way? So there are new technologies like WhatFix or the other digital adoption tool which exist in the market right now, which will really make the life simple. So I think it's time to embrace the new technology.
Ro, where can we learn more about user adoption and your work on the subject?
You can subscribe to our blog if you like, which is academy.whatfix.com, or simply go to www.whatfix.com, subscribe to our blog, sign up for a free trial if you like, or request for a demo on our website as well.
Well, thanks, Ro.
You're welcome.
For more on this, visit useradoptionpodcast.com. Don't forget to please subscribe, rate, and review. And for a book about this, check out useradoptionbook.com. Tune in next week for the next episode. Thanks for listening.